Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Accusations and angry calls for change filled a hearing room at the Statehouse yesterday as state lawmakers weighed how best to reform the state's troubled parole system. The Judiciary Committee is considering new legislation following the December murder of Woburn police officer John McGuire by a violent offender who was out on parole at the time. As WBUR's David Boeri reports, the proposals to overhaul the process include one bill named after a young woman, Melissa Gossel.
She was a warm, considerate, down-to-earth person and never should have been tied to a tree, stripped, and raped. Never should that have happened.
The details came starkly, the emotions quickly, from her father, Les Gossel, whose sharp-edged grief made the room small.
Our daughter was brutally murdered by an habitual offender who had over 27 convictions.
Had he been punished with a maximum sentence instead of only 2 years for his previous crime, her killer wouldn't have gotten out when he did, and Melissa would be alive today, her father said.
Well, what do you say to that family? I don't know. What do you say to me? What do you say to a mother? What do you say to a sister? I don't know.
The Judiciary Committee sat mutely in a packed room tinted by a sea of blue. Four gold stripes on each sleeve of the uniforms identified chiefs of police from around the state who've mobilized after the shooting death of Officer John McGuire of Woburn. They stood beside his brother Chuck as he testified.
Most people in Massachusetts feel that a life sentence is a life sentence.
Dominic Sinelli, the alleged killer of Officer McGuire, was serving 3 life sentences when he was paroled.
Now we find it isn't. It's coming out every day. This guy's out, that guy's out.
Of the various bills that all take aim at repeat violent offenders, one would eliminate parole for anyone serving a sentence over 15 years. Another would eliminate parole for 3-time offenders, forcing them to serve the maximum sentence. That's the bill called Melissa's Law. 10 times and in various forms, it's been introduced, but it's never cleared the Judiciary Committee for a full vote by the House. Woburn Police Chief Philip Maloney says it's back now for one reason.
Why haven't we been listening for 12 years? I don't understand that. It took the death of Jack McGuire to make this happen.
But it was the family of Melissa Gossel who held center stage yesterday. Here's Melissa's mother, Sandra Toby.
Please vote this bill out of committee. Please, I beg of you, do not make me come here again and have to relive this every single time.
Here in the realm of outrage and a keening sense of injustice among families of the victims, discussing what makes the best policy on crime is difficult at best.
And I respectfully suggest that the bills that address the reforms in the repeat offender area miss the mark for a number of different reasons.
While he expressed sympathy for the families, David White of the Massachusetts Bar Association said the need to help rehabilitate prisoners so they won't reoffend shouldn't be sacrificed to blunt force laws that respond to emotions. Another skeptic, Barbara Dugan, of Families Against Mandatory Minimums, warned that the proposed bills might repeat past mistakes. She cited mandatory minimum drug laws that were passed to get major drug dealers, but now only overcrowd the nation's prisons with nonviolent drug abusers. Dugan said these bills may aim to snare a group of repeat violent offenders.
But we are casting our nets far too wide and will end up with very serious unintended consequences of many people being in prison for lengthy periods who neither deserve those sorts of sentences nor need those sorts of sentences to keep the public safe.
Under these bills, purse snatching alone would qualify as a third strike to put someone away for life, one defense attorney testified. By then, though, much of the room had cleared. It's a complicated issue, the co-chair of the Judiciary Committee said at one point in the hearing. To Melissa's family and the chiefs in blue, it wasn't complicated at all. They had the room, if not the committee, on their side. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.